Mara had a discussion in terms of what is the source of Rabbi Yehuda to say that when there is intercourse with mother who's also married to father, there's only the prohibition of mother. And we saw that Rava said it's from the words Imcha hi, she is your mother. So now the Gemara says we have a Braisa like Rava, starting on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Kavase de Rava, like Rava's explanation of the view of Rabbi Yehuda. So again, now the Braisa is going to go through, thank you, the psukim. There's the pasuk says in Parshas Achrei Mos, Ervas avicha ve'ervas imcha lo segaleh, imcha hi lo segaleh ervasa. And then the Torah says in Parshas Kedoshim, if a man would sleep with the wife of his father, ervas aviv gila, he has revealed the nakedness of his father, mos yumsu shnehem, they shall both die, dmehem bum, their blood is in them. So now the Gemara explains. The verse says, ish asher yishkav, ish, as we saw yesterday, prat lakata, that means if a man will sleep with his father's wife, not a minor. If a child does it, there is no punishment. Then the Torah continues and says, asher yishkavis eshes aviv, who will lay with the wife of his father, mashma bein eshes aviv shehi imo, uvein eshes aviv shelo imo. It sounds like with the wife of his father, whatever her situation is, maybe he has a different mother, and she's currently the wife of his father, or this woman's the wife of his father, or maybe he is... maybe this is the woman who's his mother too, so it's his mother who's the wife of his father. It sounds like it's both, Eshes Aviv. But it sounds like Imo, She'eno Eshes Aviv, Minayin. How do we know that if a person sleeps with his mother who's not married to his father, namely his father raped a woman, and they never got married, and they had a child. So how do we know that sleeping with such a mother is also so prohibited? Talmud Lomar, then the verse continues and says, Isha Sheishkavis Eishas Aviv, Ervas Aviv Gila. The verse says, he revealed the nakedness of his father. So what does that mean? He revealed the nakedness of father. Right? He said he slept with the wife of father. So what does it mean? He revealed the nakedness of father. It's an extra phrase. Right? He said he slept with the wife of father. So why does it add? He revealed the nakedness of father. Right? He said he slept with the wife of father. So the extra phrase is mufnet, extra, to teach you the following, lahakish, to link, v'ladun mimenu gzeira shava, and to use it for a gzeira shava, which will teach you that this verse that talks about punishment, mos yumsu shnehem d'mehem bam, this verse is referring also to mother who's not wife or father at all. Alright, then the verse continues, mos yumsu shnehem. So mos yumsu, they will die, means biskila, with stoning. At Omer Beskila, you're saying that the man who sleeps with wife or father gets stoned. Oh, ain't Elabachas Mikomi Samur Vespatora. Maybe it's one of the other deaths. Maybe the man who sleeps with wife or father gets choked, or maybe he gets beheaded, or maybe he gets burned. No, so that's what we saw yesterday. Namar Khan, the verse then continues after saying Mos Yum Su, it says to Mehem Bam. The Namar Bovi Yidoni, it says in regards to the necromancers, the Ovi Yidoni, to Mehem Bam, and then it says in regards to Ovi Yidoni explicitly that they get stoned. Malahalan Beskila, Afkan Beskila. So just like there it's stoning, here too it's stoning.
You said if he sleeps with his father's girlfriend.
No, his father's wife.
No, he's not married. The father is not married yet to her.
Then only if she's his mother.
Only if she's his mother. No, I'm just saying if the father has a
concubine.
Okay.
She's a sonah. She's not a...
There's no prohibition.
No prohibition for it. So he's not stoned.
No.
No, he's not. And also now, when you talk about a child having sex with a woman, he's excused.
Correct.
Yeah, Alena, where are you going?
What happened with the woman?
Too late for you. Right?
Maybe the woman was the one forced the child to have sex with her. Mm. So what happened with her?
Marital relations.
She's stoned.
Go ahead.
Is she married?
Depends. Maybe.
Is that president?
It's a good question. But sometimes we do have minors having some standing, like Onas HaPe'uto is 12 years old, they can make decisions. But apparently not here in regards to this.
I think she's strong.
Okay, so now the Gemara, the Braisa continues. Ones shamanu. So far, this is all interpreting the different phrases in the verse in Kedoshim that talks about the punishment. Again, in the margins of our Gemara, there's something called Torah Or that has the whole verse here. So one second, Azhar Minayin, we have a rule that you can't give punishment unless there's a warning, unless there's a prohibition. So where does the verse prohibit a child sleeping with his mother? So the Gemara says like this. Hamalomar, the verse about prohibition is in Parshas Achremas, Achremos. Ervas avicha ve'ervas imcha lo segaleh, imcha hi lo segaleh ervasa. So it says in that verse, ervas avicha ve'ervas imcha lo segaleh. Don't reveal the nakedness of father or the nakedness of mother. And then it goes on to continue, and it says, ervas. Okay, so the Gemara now explains like this. Ervas avicha, don't reveal the nakedness of father. What does that mean? Zu eshes avicha, that means the wife of father. Atom eshes avicha, you're saying it refers to wife of father. Oena ela ervas avicha mamish. Maybe it's a verse saying you can't sleep with father, that a son can't do a homosexual act with his father. Mishkav zachur. So the Gemara answers, the Braisa says, no, that's not what it means. Ne'amar kan, it says here in regards to the warning in Parshas Achremos, Ervas avicha, the nakedness of father, and then it continues with ervas imcha, the nakedness of mother. Lo segale, don't reveal. V'ne'amar lahalan, and it says in regards to the punishment back in next parashah, Parashas Kedoshim, it says v'isha sheyishkav es eshes aviv. So it's explicitly talking about the wife of father, man who sleeps with the wife of father. Then it defines that. Ervas aviv gila. That's the meaning of revealing the nakedness of father. And mosium sushnehem doyam bam. They will die and they will be stoned. So it says over there explicitly that a man who will sleep with Ashes aviv, and that's defined as ervas aviv gila, that's defined as revealing the nakedness of father. So then you know. Malahalan be'isha. So just like there, clearly it's talking about marriage. So akasim edaber. So here too, when it talks about ervas aviv gila, so that's when it's speaking about here ervas avicha ervasim chalos segaleh. So afkan here too beishes akasim edaber. It's referring to a don't sleep with the wife of father. That's considered the revealing of the nakedness of father. Now umashma. So now when we have this verse of prohibition ervas avicha lo segaleh. So that would imply beinashes aviv sheimo, whether it's the wife of father who's your mother, beinashes aviv sheino imo, or the wife of father who is not mother, as long as she's the wife of the father. Now, imo sheino eshes aviv minayin. How do we know that a man can't sleep with his mother who is not married to his father? Namely, the father raped a woman and she had a son. How do we know that this son can't sleep with this woman? And where's the warning about it? So we saw already where the punishment is, but where's the warning? Tavon Loma, that's how the verse continues in Parshas Achremos. It says, Ervas Avicha lo segaleh, but also right before that it said, Ervas Avicha ve'ervas imcha lo segaleh. It says, don't reveal the nakedness of mother. We already know the nakedness of father includes the wife of father who's mother. So it must mean this is including a mother who is not wife of father. Okay. So,
in all these cases, you need a warning and two aids?
Of course.
And then they have to see it again?
No. Right after the warning, the person has to do it.
Right.
They have to see it.
Okay. They have to see the person do it. The warning and the same person are the aidim? In other words?
Yeah, the aidim give the warning.
I mean, what is the price?
They also have to be the witnesses to the...
They event. Are, yeah. They are.
But you're still guilty.
What was the question? David has a question?
Why does the person have to have a special thing about sleeping with their father when we know that that's right. Isn't a person can't sleep with any man?
Yeah, Gemara will talk about that question.
So there's a heavenly punishment if there's not a special punishment with two witnesses seeing
him. Right. Correct.
Right.
Well, correct.
Exactly.
What's that?
No, girlfriend who got pregnant, who was your mother.
No.
not change your mind. That's different, right?
Right, but it said your father's...
Because also his wife was not your mother.
Stepmother. So again, so we have here this phrase, which we would say is referring to mother who's not married to father. So we see in the warning, mother who's not married to father is the same as mother who is married to father. But onesh minayin, how do we know that the mother gets the same, that there's the same punishment? So again, continues the Braisa. Ne'amar Khan, it says over here in regards to the pasuk of warning in Parshas Achrimos, Ervas Avicha lo segaleh. Actually, it says Ervas Avicha v'Ervas Imcha lo segaleh. Ne'amar Lahalan, and it says over there in Parshas Kedoshim, Misha Sheishkav Aseishas Aviv. Ervas aviv gila, mosim sushnehem dmehem bam. So there it says, ervas aviv gila. So the same phrase of ervas aviv chalosagale. There it's ervas aviv gila. So ma bazhara asa akas aviv mosheinu eshes aviv ki moshe eshes aviv. Just like in the pasuk of prohibition, the Torah says explicitly that it, a plain mother who's not married to father is just as bad, because it says ervas aviv imo gila. Right, it says ervasim chahi. I'm sorry, ervasim chalo segale. So af ba'onesh. So too in the punishment, asakas avimo sheinu eishes aviv, ki imo shehi eishes aviv. So too in the punishment, the Torah means to tell you that the two are compared to each other. The prohibition to the punishment. So just like there's a prohibition to plain mother, there's punishment on plain mother. Now this is why we quoted the whole braisa to get to this point. The Torah says, in regards to the punishment, Imchahi, again, I'll read the pasuk, Ervas avicha ve'ervas imcha lo segale. Imchahi lo segale ervasa. In regards to the warning, it says, Imchahi, I'm sorry, in regards to the warning, it says, Imchahi. So why does it repeat Imchahi? It already said, Ervas imcha lo segale. So why does it say Imchahi? To tell you that when there's a woman who is both mother and wife of father, Mishum imo ata machayv ovi ata machayv mishum eshes av. It is, oh, the violation is considered one violation. There's a violation of mother, not the violation of wife of father. So that's the view of Rav Yehuda. And this is a sifra, regular sifra is Rav Yehuda. So you see that Rav Yehuda's source is, as Rava said, since the Torah says imchai, she's your mother. That's to say that in a case where there could be two prohibitions, the prohibition of mother plus wife of father, she's your mother, but not wife of father. There's only the prohibition of mother.
Because it's a more severe punishment.
No, it's a verse. Yeah. It's a verse. They're both of the same punishment. They both don't. But it's a verse. Now, the Gemara says, what about the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan, as we said in our Mishnah, say that if a man sleeps with his mother who's married to his father, he has two violations, both the violation of mother plus the violation of wife and father. So what do they do with these psukim? So they'll say like this, Ervas Avicha, when the Torah says, don't sleep, when the Torah says, Ervas avicha ve'ervas imcha lo segaleh. Don't reveal the nakedness of your father. It means literally the nakedness of your father. A son cannot have homosexual actions with his father. Ervas avicha mamish. And then when it says ervas imcha, the nakedness of mother, that's already not extra. We needed to talk about the wife of father. So one second. Hi, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that a son can't sleep with his father? This is David's question. That's, we have another pasuk. The Torah says in Parshas Achrimos, and a man shall not lay with the layings of a woman, to'evahi, it's an abomination. So every homosexual act is prohibited. So why would the Torah need to specify that a son can't have homosexual relations with his father? So the Gemara answers, L'chayev alav shtayim. According to the Rabbanan, if a son has homosexual intercourse with his father, he has two prohibitions. One prohibition is on homosexuality, period. And the second one is with his father, because the Torah says, don't reveal the nakedness of father. Ukud Rav Yehuda. This is like Rav Yehuda. I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said like this. Nachri habal aviv, if a non-Jew has intercourse with his father, chayiv shtayim. So then he would have two violations. He would be guilty twice. One for being with father, and one for homosexuality. The same would be true with the Jew. He just didn't want to say Jew, because he didn't want to say those words out of his mouth. For habal achei aviv, and Rabbi Yehuda says that if a nephew has homosexual intercourse with the brother of father, also chayiv shtayim, he also has two violations. One for homosexual intercourse, and secondly for revealing the nakedness of the relative of father. Amar Rava, Rava said, Mistabra milsad Rav Yehuda be Yisrael. What Rav Yehuda is talking about is a Jew who has relations with his father or with his uncle. And if he did it b'shogeg, he did it by mistake. Maybe he didn't know that the Torah prohibits homosexual relations. Uva karban, and what's the ramification? How many sacrifices he has to bring? He had to bring two sacrifices because it was two sins. If I had to come in Nachri, so why did Rav Yehuda talk about a non-Jew? Lishtama al Yehu, he just wanted to use nicer language. Nicer language because, you know, we don't want to say that a Jew would do such a thing. Yisakadaitach Nachri Mamish, because if we would be talking about literally a non-Jew, Dinu Mainihu Ktala. So what happens to the non-Jew who does such a thing? What does he deserve? He deserves death. So, betray Ktali Katatle, you're going to kill him twice. What do you mean, kill him twice? He gets killed once, he gets killed, finished. So it must be we're talking about a Jew who has the obligation of Karbanos, and then we're saying that he might have to bring two Karbanos. Tana Miyachi, we also learned in a Braisa like this, like Rav Yehuda. Habal Aviv, a son who has homosexual intercourse with his father, Chayev Shtayim, has two obligations, one for homosexuality and two for being with father. Habal Achei Aviv, and if he has relations with the siblings of father, also Chayev Shtayim, he has two obligations. Ikada Amri Delok Rav Yehuda, but there are those who say that this is not like Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, till now we were talking about Rav Yehuda, the Amora. Now we go back to the Tana. Some say this is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, as we said in the Braisa, Ervasa v'chalo segaleh does not refer to the nakedness of father in homosexual acts. It refers to the wife of father. So this is not like Rabbi Yehuda. But Ikadami, some say, afilu tamer Rabbi Yehuda. This could even be following Rabbi Yehuda. Umay sila. And Rabbi Yehuda's source that if a son has homosexual intercourse with his father, that's a second prohibition besides the normal prohibition of homosexuality. He derives that not from the words ervas avicha lo segaleh, because the ervas avicha is needed for the wife of father, but he derives it b'kal v'chomer through logic, me'ache aviv, from the fact that if a son is homosexual, acts with the sibling of father, that would be a double sin. So you would say like this, u'ma'ache aviv, if with the sibling of father, why would it be a double sin, both homosexuality and with an uncle? It's because he's a relative of father. That's why there's a second prohibition here, not just homosexuality, but also the violation of father's family. So if violation of father's family is a problem, certainly violation of father himself is a problem. So aviv lo kol shekein, so certainly father. Now that's not such an easy thing to do, because we generally have a rule, ein onshin min hadin, we don't punish based on logic. And ein mazhirin min hadin, we don't create prohibitions based on logic. We need a verse to tell us a prohibition. We need a verse to tell us a punishment. But here, maybe this is more than logic. It's sort of like it's included within it. So that's the question. This is a machlokes beplukta. This question, these two versions, whether according to Yehuda, based on logic, we would say that there is two prohibitions when a son has homosexuality with father. That's the plukta, the Abaye v'Rava. That's the argument that we're going to see later between Abaye and Rava. Mar Savar, one holds that in cases like this, on Shimin Adin, we can punish based on logic because it's really included within it. Included within uncle is clearly father. Well, Mar Savar, the other one says, no, if you don't have a verse to tell me that with father there's a separate prohibition besides just the prohibition of homosexuality, ain't on Shimin Adin, we can't create a punishment just based on logic. So now the Gemara says, Rabbanan, who we've said hold, means don't do homosexuality with father, the nakedness of father don't reveal. So Azhara Le'eshas Aviv Minalu, where do they have a pasuk saying that there is a warning, there is a prohibition not to sleep with wife of father? So Nafkaluhu, so they derive it from the following, where the Torah says, Ervas Eshes Avicha Lo Segalet, don't reveal the nakedness of the wife of father. Reb Yehuda will tell you, Ahu, I need that phrase, Ahumi Boile, that I need to tell me, Lazhar Aleishas Avli Acharmisa, that even after father dies, the wife that he had is prohibited to you. Rabbanan will tell you, Ahumi Sefer Dekranafka, that we can derive from the end of that pasuk, where it says, Ervas Avicha Hi, that the wife of your father is the nakedness of your father. That's to include even after death. Reb Yehuda will tell you, Ervas Avichim Yiboyele, he needs it. Mishumeshes Avat Amachayv V'yitamachayv Mishumeshes Ish. He says, Ervas Avichahi, she's the nakedness of your father. To say that if she's a married woman, there would all still only be one violation. The violation of father, the violation of father's wife, not the violation of a married woman. That's the extra words. Ervas Avichahi, she's only the nakedness of your father. So the Gemara says, one second, if a man has relations with the wife of his father, he has two prohibitions, the prohibition of wife of father, and the prohibition of a married woman. And this is Bein B'chaye Aviv, she's the status of wife of father, whether father is alive, Bein L'acha Mishas Aviv, or whether father is dead. Below Paligrib Yehuda, the reader doesn't disagree in that part of the Mishnah. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, you know what, in the Mishnah maybe he doesn't argue, but in a Braisa he does argue, Palag B'Braisa. In a Braisa he does argue, and he says, Ervas Avichahi, it's only the violation of wife of father, it's not the violation of married woman. All right. V'Rabbanan, now the Rabbanan, Onesh, De'eshas Aviv V'yachamisa Min Aluhu. How do they know that there is the punishment of stoning for a man who sleeps with his stepmother after death of father? Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda, Maisla B'Gzeira Shava. Rabbi Yehuda has a Gzeira Shava. So that can compare whatever you have in the prohibitions to what you have in the punishments. El Rabbanan Min Alu, but Rabbanan, how do they know? So Amr Lacha, they'll tell you, Hahu Ervas Aviv Gila. This Pasuk, Ervas Aviv Gila, he's revealed the nakedness of father. That's written in Parshas Kedoshim in regards to the punishments. The Mapikla, Rabbi Yehuda, L'Gzeira Shava. Rabbi Yehuda uses it for the Gzeira Shava. Mapiklu inu, they use it as an extra phrase, la'onesh, de'eshas aviv li'achamisa, to tell me that there's a punishment to sleeping with the wife of father after death of father. V'rabbanan and the Rabbanan, onesh li'imo she'en eshas aviv minalahu, how do they know that there is a punishment for sleeping with mother who's not the wife of father? Sam Rav Shisha Brei David Yamar Kra, the pasuk says in regards to the punishment, actually, it says in regards to the prohibition, Imcha hi, she is your mother. So she stays your mother, no matter what the situation, as long as she's your mother. The pasuk is saying that if she's a mother, even if she's not the wife of father, she is the status of mother, like a mother who is the wife of father.
Once your mother, once your stepmother, she's
always cool. If you're a convert.
If she converts after she had the child.
You converted.
Now, and then your mother converts also.
No, your mother doesn't convert. You converted.
Right.
So now you don't have that.
Correct. There's no family relationship now. It's a mother.
Is that allowed?
Technically, it would be allowed. But rabbinically, it's not because... rabbinically not allowed because people are going to say, oh, one second, he's Jewish, but he's not even keeping as much as he would keep as a non-Jew. Ooh. But technically, it would be allowed.
Right. Rabbi, what happens if the stepmother, the father before he dies, he divorces her?
Right.
So, is that the stepmother anymore?
She's still prohibited.
There's no prohibition.
No, she's still prohibited.
She's prohibited. Uh-huh.
She stays prohibited. Okay, Abba'al Kalaso. The Mishnah says if a man has relations with his daughter-in-law, so there are two prohibitions. The prohibition of daughter-in-law and a married woman. So the Gemara says, why don't you have another prohibition? The wife of son. Let it be also a prohibition of the wife of son. The Torah says, the Torah's language, it sounds like there's another prohibition there. Amar Abai, the Gemara answers, that's the same thing. Right? That's what Abai answers. Pasach HaKasa B'Kalasa, the Torah starts talking about daughter-in-law. The seeing be'eshes bino, the end of the verse is that it calls her wife of son. Eshes bin chahi, she's the wife of your son. So that's to say, lo melchazui kalasazui eshes bino. Daughter-in-law is the same as wife of son. So kalaso is eshes bino, and therefore there is only one prohibition. It's one prohibition, kalaso. Oh, and also being a married woman. Okay, next Mishnah. Habala zachur. If a man has intercourse with another male, v'ala behema, or he has intercourse with an animal, v'isha meviasa behema, a woman who takes an animal and puts the animal inside her vagina. So all of these three cases, the skila, both of them get stoned. So the Gemara Mishnah now asks, im adam chatz, okay, a person, I understand, he should be stoned for his actions, he has choice. But an animal doesn't have choice. Why should an animal be stoned for what a person did to it? What did the animal do wrong? It had no way to resist. It had no way to know to do otherwise. So two answers. One, here this animal caused a person to stumble and sin. So if it caused one sin, it might cause further sins. So it should be killed. The verse says it should be stoned. A second explanation, not so much because the animal caused sin, but the animal is going to add to the shame of the sinner. Let's say you didn't kill the animal. So then this person's going to be stoned for what he did with the animal. And then this animal is going to be walking in the market. People will say, Zuhu, Zuhi, this is the animal, Shanisko Ploni Al Yada, that because of it, so and so got stoned. So he's going to, after he's killed, he's going to have further shaming. So he's killed, that's already enough, so therefore the animal should be killed too.
There is
the prohibition of Kemaase Eretz Mitzrayim, Kemaase Eretz Kanaan Lo Ta'asu, but it doesn't carry a death penalty. So now the Gemara says, Zachar Minalan. How do we know that there is the death penalty of stoning for a man having intercourse with another man? So the verse says, I'll just read the verse, it's in the margins here of the Gemara. A man who will sleep with a man who will lay with another man, the layings of a woman. To'eva asushnehem, they did an abomination. Mosu masu, they are to be put to death. Mehem bam, their blood is on them. And in Parshas Achremos, the Torah says, v'esachar lo tishkav mishkevei isha, and with a male, do not lay the layings of a woman. To'eva hi, it's an abomination. So, Tanar Bano did a raisa. Isha she yishkav, ish prat lekatan. It has to be a man, not a child. Asher yishkav, that will lay, es zachar, with another male. So that means bein gadol, bein katan. Whether the laying is with a male who is over 13 or laying with a male who is younger than 13. Yeah. Either way, he's laying with a male, and that can kill him. Mishkevei isha, so that's a strange phrase. The layings in the plural tense of woman. So in regards to a woman, layings can mean both types of intercourse, both from the front and from the back. But with a man, it's always going to be from the back. So why would, in regards to a man, would it say layings of woman, plural tense? It's always from the back. So Magid Lecha Akasa, the Torah is actually telling you something about laying with women. Sheshnei Mishkevos Be'isha, that in all the prohibitions of prohibited marital relations, they apply both to an act of intercourse from the front as well as to an act of intercourse from the back. Right? This is the source that Lo Kedarka is like Kedarka. Amar Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael then said, Hareze Balalamid. So this is a verse that is coming to teach, v'nimtza lamed, and it ends up learning. In other words, right, it starts talking about the layings of woman, and actually it's telling you something about a woman, that in laying with a woman, if the laying was in the back way, shalok kedarka, from the back, that also is the same type of prohibition. Then the verse continues. Again, isha she yishkav es sachar mishkevei isha, to'eva asu shnehem, most you masu d'mehem d'mam, most you masu, they are to be put to death, b'skila, with stoning. Atom b'skila, you're saying now stoning. Maybe homosexual acts get a different death, maybe beheading, maybe choking. So the answer is the words, d'mehem bam, their blood is in them. It says over here, their blood is in them. But over Yidonian, it says when there is the prohibition of a man taking bones and predicting the future based on the bones, getting the spirit to speak, their blood is in them. So just like over there, their blood is in them, then is the Torah goes on to explain it means stoning. Afkan, so to hear, when it says it means stoning. So the Gemara says, okay, that's the verse in Kedoshim. Ish asher yishkav es sachar mishkevei isha to'eva asu shneihem, most you masu t'mehem bam. So onesh shamanu, that's about the punishment. Azhar minayin, where's the prohibition? Tamalomar, for that there's another verse. Ves sachar lo tishkav mishkevei isha, and a man you shall not sleep with the sleepings of a woman, to'eva it's an abomination. All right, lamadnu azhar l'shochev. So that's a prohibition for the man who's initiating. How do we know that there's also a prohibition for the man who is laid with? Talmud Lomar. So for that, we have another verse. The verse says, Lo yiye kadesh mibnei Yisrael. The Torah says, actually, in last week's Parshas Kiseitze, Lo siye kadesh mibnei Yisrael, Lo yiye kadesh mibnei Yisrael. There shall not be a prostitute amongst the children of Israel, and nor a male prostitute, a male person who violates his sanctity. Lo yiye kadesh mibnei Yisrael. Okay, so that tells me that there is a prohibition on being the passive one who is slept with, a male. Furthermore, says the Braisa, how do we know that kadesh refers to homosexual acts? The verse says, v'gam kadesh haya ba'aretz, there was also prostitution in the land. Asu k'chol ha'tzvevos ha'gim asher ho'rish. They did like all the abominations of the nation. So it's talked about to'eva, abomination in regards to Kaddish. And we know that to'eva is a reference to homosexuality. So it says, lo yiyeh Kaddish. There can't be any type of Kaddish. So that's a reference even to the one who's being slept with. Div Rabbi Shmuel. This is the view of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, ein otzarach. I don't need to have a derivation from this source. Arei Omer, the verse says, v'esachar, and a male, lo tishkav, do not lay with him, with a male, lo tishkav, do not lay, mishkevei isha, the layings of women. So karibei, so it said, that means to say, lo tishkav, why does it say lo tishkav? Could it just say, esachar, lo mishkevei isha, right? With a male, don't have the layings of women. Why add lo tishkav? It's also to say, lo tishachev, don't be the one who is laid with. Don't be the passive one who is laid with. So the same dispute in regards to bestiality. Behema minon, how do we know that if an animal has intercourse with a man, the man and the animal get stoned? The Tan Rabbanu, the Tan Braisa, the Pasuk says, the isha asher yitain shechavto b'behema, most you must, v'esa behema ta'arogu. It says ish, prat lakata, can't be a child. Then it says, Asher yitain shechavto b'behema, who will put his laying with an animal. That means being dola, being tana, whether the animal is mature or it's young. Most you must, beskila. You surely die. That means he gets stoned. Atom beskila, you're saying most you must means stoning. Oein elabachas mikol misus amur spator. Maybe it's one of the other deaths. So the answer is namer. Kind of says here, vesabe mata rogu, kill the animal. But namer, lahal, and it says in regards to a person who convinces people to worship idols, ki harog tar genu, you shall surely kill him. So we have a gzera shava, harog targenu tu tarogu, just like there it's stoning, here it's stoning. So again, we have a verse telling me that he can't lay with the animal. What about having the animal go into her? How do we know that in that case also there is the same prohibition and punishment? We know, and what's the source? Tam aloma, that's what the verse says. Kol shochevim behema mos yumas. Anyone who sleeps with an animal will be put to death. So anyone is to include woman. So amenu enim l'shochev. Now we can't say that it's referring to the man who sleeps with the animal that we already had a verse. So tnei enim l'nishkaf must be to include woman. L'manu onesh bein l'shochev bein l'nishkaf. So we have verses both for the man who sleeps with the female animal and the animal who the woman puts inside of her. Azhar minai. Where do we know the prohibition for both? Tamalomar, that's where we have a verse. Uvachol beimah lo siten shkav tochal otamah va. V'isha lo samo lufnei beimah l'riva tevel hu. Verse in Achremos. So the verse says, Uvachol beimah lo siten shkav tochal otamah va. Now, how do we know that even a male animal with a male person, with the animal being active and the person being passive, is prohibited? So, how do we know that? So, amad azhar lo shochev l'nishkav minayin. Tamaloma, that's what the verse says. Lo yiyah kadosh b'nei Yisrael. Again, it says that there shall not be a male prostitute amongst the children of Israel. How do we know that a male prostitute refers also, prostitution, desecration refers to these abominable acts? Well, the pasuk says, "V'gam kadesha yabart." There was, in fact, male prostitutes in the land. Asuka chalatoyvos, they did all of these abominations. So you see, abominations refers to prostitution. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Akiva says, "Eino tzarich." I don't need that verse. Rabbi Omer, the verse says, "Lo sitain shchavtecha." Don't give your laying. Which also implies lo sitain shchivascha. Don't give your being laid with. Okay, says the Gemara. Habal azach. Let's say a person forgets that there is a Torah prohibition against homosexuality, and he therefore has intercourse with a male, and then behavior of zachur, and still while forgetting that there is such a prohibition, he's also passive and he has a male go into him. So Amr Bavo said, "Lo Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that one prohibition is from Lo Yiyah Kadosh, and the other prohibition is Ve'esachar Lo Tishkav Mishkevei Isha Chayev Shtayim. He has to bring two karbanos, Chadami Lo Tishkav, one from Do Not Lay, the Chadami Lo Yiyah Kadosh, the other is from Lo Yiyah Kadosh. Lo Divrei Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Akiva, who says Lo Tishkav is to be written as Lo Tishachei, that it also includes the passive." So there's only one prohibition. Because lo tishkav and lo tishachev is the chadi, it's the same thing. So there's only one karba. Same argument would be in regards to bestiality. Habala behema. A man forgot that there's a prohibition to have intercourse with animals. So he had intercourse with an animal. Behevi behema alav. And then he put the animal into him too. So Amar Bavol Adir Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Chayev Shtayim, he would have to have to bring two karbanos. One is from Loti Tein Shchav Techa, and the other, Chadam Ilo Yekadish, is from the violation of do not be a prostitute. This is an abominable prostitute. The Divrei Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, though, it's not from Lo Yiyah Kadosh. Eino Chayev Ela Achas, it's only one prohibition. Shchav Techa and Shchivascha, don't put your laying or your being laid. Chadi is the same verse and the same prohibition, so it would only be one karban.
To the Kohen for a sin offering,
yes.
Do you have to disclose?
Yes. Abaye said, "Afilu divrei Rabbi Shmuel nam." Even according to Rabbi Shmuel, "Eino chayev ela achas." It would only be one karban. Dechiksev lo yiyah kadesh. What is lo yiyah kadesh? According to Abaye, begavriksev. That's referring to a man who is a prostitute for other men. That's not referring to a man with an animal. So one second. El Rabbi Shmuel Azhar L'Nishkav Minale. So point to Abaye, what's the source that a man cannot have an animal go into him and him be passive to the animal? So Nafkale, he derives it, Mikol Shochev in Behema, most Yumas. Anyone who lays with an animal is put to death. So Meino Inyan L'Shochev, we don't need it already for a man who lays with the animal when he's the active one. That was already an explicit verse. So the verse is referring to the man who allowed the animal to lay him. The Torah uses the language of laying as if he's active to tell you like this. Just like when he lays with the animal. On Ashvei Izir, there's a prohibition plus There's a punishment. Af nishkaf, so too, when he allows the animal to lay him, anash v'hisir. There is both a prohibition as well as a punishment.